In 1847, there was a measles outbreak in Oregon country. The disease hit both whites and natives, but the death rate was much higher among the local tribes. What happened next changed the course of history here. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
In 1836, Marcus Whitman led his family to establish a Presbyterian mission among the Cayuse Indians near today's Walla Walla, Washington. By the mid-1840s, the mission was also playing an important part in westward travel.
Just about 40 miles away from here is where the main trail was in Pendleton. The Whitman's mission is an important stop if you need help. If you're sick, you're going to pull off, take this little side detour to the Whitman Mission.
Kate Kunkel Patterson shares the story from the Whitman Mission National Historic Site.
The Cayuse saw more and more and more people coming into their homeland, you know, with big wagons full of their livelihoods and lives.
And in 1847, those travelers brought measles to Oregon as well.
When the measles outbreak started here, both the non-Indians at the mission got sick with measles and the Cayuse got sick. And Marcus Whitman, being a doctor, he was working to heal both of them.
Marcus Whitman filled many roles at the mission, including serving as a doctor. Initially, both sides were very grateful for the care he provided to the sick.
Because of hereditary immunity, the non-Indians who got sick, only one of them died during this entire outbreak. So they got sick and they got better. The Cayuse, you know, this is the first time their culture was seeing this disease, so it killed them at a scary rate. They were a group of about 500 in this direct vicinity. About 250 of them died. It killed about half their tribe.
The situation was not only dire from a medical standpoint, but tensions rose as the Cayuse continued to succumb to the disease, while white settlers seemed to get sick but then recover. What happened next became national news and still affects relations in this area today. The rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Walla Walla, Washington. I'm Andrew McCrae.